Alright, well, welcome forth the long night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
What's
Roger's favorite time of the year, baseball is upon us.
Yep.
Slow down.
Because the Dodgers are going
to win. Slow the fuck down. I just wanted to point out that the four of us are here tonight.
Again.
Back to back, baby.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, first and long distance relationships didn't really take off as a podcast, huh?
Well, we got through at least one episode without nobody leaving.
Yeah, let's see if we can make it two.
The episode's not over yet.
The second one might
takes 2 hours and 38 minutes to drive to Omaha.
There you go for that useless information.
Wow, and great.
That's good. Stacking up the miles on the...
Yeah, it's not frequent flyer miles. It's
it's Subaru miles.
Subaru. You know what you are if you're a Subaru backwards? You're a bus.
Really?
Yep.
Do you still... Never mind, I'm not doing it on
You might as well restrain yourself.
Think about that, folks. Stop. I showed restraint.
Stop.
It won't happen again.
Yeah. But anyways, yes, all four of us are together to talk about Roger's favorite topic.
Yes.
Well, this is Scott's episode.
Why is it my episode?
For the stadium.
Oh, God. Ugh. Is that how we're going to start?
Let's talk about the good stuff.
What's good?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Bobby Jr.
Okay. You want to talk stadium? I got one thing to say
good
about the stadium.
Okay.
I had a chance to sit down and really actually see the
rendering.
Two good things. The rendering. And if they do the rendering, like in real life, it's going to be pretty fucking cool. Mm-hmm. They got like stair step waterfalls out in the outfield. And there's going to be fountains like everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a small capacity stadium.
It's a lot of water for the homeless to wash their ass in.
Bring a drone. It'll be fine.
Bring a drone, it'll be fun. Yeah.
Drone night at the K.
With that being said,
a lot of homeless people washing their ass.
With that being said, I'm done talking about the good stuff.
That was a whole 2 point.
Really like it. I really like the stadium concept. Okay. I do. I really like it.
And Scott's really excited for another entertainment
day. Have you seen? Yeah. Well, no, because they're tearing down his favorite place, probably.
Bazookas.
Yeah. Did you think about that?
I don't know why they just can't keep it
incorporated
and incorporate it into the stadium with the tattoo parlor that's right down the street from it, too.
Scarbox will be a loss.
Yeah, that would hurt. Yeah. But keep the strip club, keep the tattoo parlor.
Build around it in the parking lot.
It'd be fucking awesome.
Parking lot? What parking lot?
Yeah, exactly.
All eight spots. I already warned Gielan that her house will be... like the starting off point for the Ubering.
Yeah.
We'll all be meeting at her house and then
parking cars. Well, it's either
that or
eminent domain, one of the two.
Yeah, that's where things get a little fucked up. A lot fucked up. I don't know how this is going to...
It's going to be ugly for a little while.
Yeah.
Look, we spent a lot of time in the last podcast talking about how often Mizzou fucks shit up.
Mm-hmm.
The Royals are falling into that.
Not as bad as the A's.
And this is true.
That's...
The bar has been set.
You know, and the thing is I watch a lot of national opinion about a variety of stadiums that are NFL, NBA, baseball, all of it. And nobody really puts any kind of spotlight on the Royals as far as being like a clusterfuck.
No.
It's not going well, but when you
there
compare
so many
when you
other,
compare it to
yeah,
the others,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
it's
better than Vegas right now.
It's moving along smashingly.
No one is talking about the Royals taking a 3-year hiatus.
No,
which keeps getting more and more traction, by the way.
I don't. Yeah. Well, I mean. So that one's funny. It's gotten just, it's hysterical now. With the A's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke.
I mean, they're getting sued by the Teachers Association in Vegas. Because if the state can come up with $300 million to give to them, then they should be able to get $300 million to give to them, the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an argument with that. I don't know hilarious. If you guys do or not, but I don't.
Well, I find it hilarious that the way they're getting the money is kind of
shady.
Yeah.
Vegas-y?
Well, yes. and it's a very...
Well put.
It's a very guilty reaction where then you... I realize the quote of go back to Oakland is a little out of context, but that's what's all over the internet. But this may really be so messed up that they have to tuck their tails and go back home.
There is talk. The most recent thing I saw was there is a minor league affiliate of somebody.
The problem in Vegas, though.
Salt Lake.
No. Stop. There is a minor league affiliate of some kind, or maybe it's in a like the T-Bones or Monarchs, maybe it's some
independent
like that,
league
that was going to take over the stadium in 2025.
The A's? Yes.
Oh no shit!
The Coliseum.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
After this season is over with, they were going to take over in 2025.
Oh shit! So it's already committed?
Nope. It got decommitted.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. And there is no explanation to it.
Well, that's the explanation.
Yes.
Because A's.
Oh, my God. And honestly, it's because
so Oakland. They're going to do it's all this just to person. Be in Oakland.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
How many people are going to go?
No.
They could play in a fucking minor league stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought them going to Salt Lake was just go to a new town.
Probably the best idea.
Portland.
Portland doesn't have anything yet.
No.
I mean, they're still going to be stuck in the same boat.
Same boat with no stadium.
Yeah.
And you can't build them overnight, so...
No.
You got to have a place to play, because I know the Petro had the guy on that there was some talk of them playing at a minor league team in minor league stadium in Vegas, but you have scheduling issues, and nobody wants to play day games in Vegas in the summer.
The best idea so far is the Utah idea. And that is they have a stadium for there's a minor league team. And they are building a new stadium for the same minor league team. So the A's could move into the new stadium, which I think is supposed to be ready next year. It's already been, you know, designed, planned, building. They could move into that stadium and that minor league team would still have their own stadium. Jesus Christ, I didn't know that was that funny.
Wasn't that funny?
And they could still stay in their where they're currently playing, the minor league team.
Well, did you see the pitch for the Salt Lake City A's?
No. I guess I haven't.
They made a rendering for moving the A's to Salt Lake City.
A real stadium there?
Just... Like,
It was actually pretty fucking cool.
Really?
Yeah. It was. I guess there's a giant river that runs through, and they were gonna. They were gonna make it.
I don't know how
front.
The fuck they were gonna do that. I saw the rendering, and I'm like, what?
It looked pretty cool though.
It's like a river right into the stadium. What is wrong with you two fuckers?
How much time do you have?
Fucking Pukey McGee over there. I don't know what the hell that was from you.
That was me trying not to burp on our recording.
Great. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. Weirdo. I tried to show some decorum.
Whatever.
Professionalism even.
Why?
And you're just going to shit on it.
Yeah.
God, you suck.
For the one fucking time in your life you decided to show that.
It turned
weird.
You have no You have no idea the stuff I keep in.
I went to a Chiefs game with you before.
And during the ugly years.
When Tom met Hadler.
Yeah. So anyway, getting back on track on there.
Swimming?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I thought it was very cool.
That's cool.
Flip it around real quick. Oh, no, that's not the one I
saw. Oh, shit, yeah.
There was...
It's almost like
the river was going to, like, leap up to the...
That's kind of where that is.
No, this was like the river... The river was going to go right by the stadium. It was going to be like a riverfront stadium.
Yeah.
And I was like,
who is it that has a minor league park like that? In Oklahoma City?
Wichita.
Yeah, the Bricktown. It's
Bricktown is kind of right along there, too. Okay.
Wichita does, too. They built a new one in Wichita right along the river. And it's right there,
and that's the Chicago White Sox are trying to do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they need another...
We talked about that last time.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
And it's working pretty well at this point. So
whatever.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
But yeah, the although I did... I want to ask you guys this opinion. I was pissed off about... With Kansas City. Being where they wanted to locate it. It was going to be like walking distance from the crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
And power and light.
Yep.
So what's the point of putting up a bar district if that's...
going to be within walking distance of those two bar districts.
Right. However, the plans that I did get to see, and we all have seen them, I don't know how detailed you looked at them or not. But instead of a bar district, I'm not sure that they're going to be doing like a hotel and apartment district.
Yeah, I saw something about apartments right there.
Is that... Which, are you guys cool with that?
I wouldn't want to live in those apartments, but whatever.
But instead of a bar district?
I think it's stupid.
I will be offended if they tear down...
your opinions on
If they tear down Bazookas to do that, that's offensive.
Bazookas?
Yeah, to do
for an apartment.
That's a lot of out of work.
Yes, that's a lot of single moms.
Single moms? God damn it! We did it again. Son of a bitch.
You guys come back together. It's beautiful. What a makeup.
The reason I feel like it's stupid is because, like, that's not why we started this.
Like, yeah, it was supposed to be... entertainment, essentially, not apartments.
Yeah, essentially, you're building a stadium downtown just to help other businesses make money now. Like, wait,
what other businesses?
Like hotels and stuff.
That's their hotel.
Well,
their apartment.
Well, possibly, unless they lease it out to, like, the
Hilton. Still
they're probably going to be making the money off of whatever it is.
Well, yeah, obviously they will be. But, I mean.
Yeah.
But my point is, though, is that we first started this to create a downtown baseball stadium.
Yes.
With more activities and more things and stuff like that, and it's closer and all this. Well, if you just do it now to just build apartments and hotels, then what was the point of moving all this downtown?
So like, sure, maybe make more money.
Right.
Well, I realize that, but
I mean that's the only fan.
Though the fan is going to start questioning, like, well, that wasn't worth it. So I'm not.
I'm not arguing with you.
Feelings,
but
or how
it's that's
cares about it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the final answer.
I think that's what people are getting concerned about now, though, is because on the radio there's people that called in today and they're like, I'm against this because. All we're doing is going to help a billionaire line his pockets now with other things.
Question. Yeah. The ballot in April, is it tied to an actual move? I thought it was a maintenance thing for the current stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it tied to...
moving downtown.
It's maintenance for Arrowhead and moving downtown. And it's just an extension of the existing
sales
tax. It's not a new tax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's been the...
like a 40-year extension or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and that has been the... And look, I get it. But a lot of people are against it, and they're arguing, oh, no new taxes. It's not new.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the guy today brought up a good point. He said, okay, it's not a new tax, but I have other taxes that went up, and now we're going to extend this.
I'm not arguing that, but on its face, it's not a new tax.
Well, I realize that. But I'm just saying his point, though,
I get it.
Is, well, you increased everything else.
PR campaign that the Royals better get on.
Yeah.
And the problem, another problem lies within the fact that a lot of the businesses that will be affected by putting this stick, they've been around 30.
Yeah, it's 40, an old part of town.
50 years.
Yep. It's an old part of town.
They survive the shit times of downtown. Downtown.
Yes, they did.
Just for you to come in and go,
and the ones that didn't survive the shit part were the ones that helped bring it back.
Right.
And have been there the last 15 or so.
Yep.
So you have this blend of the old stalwarts that kept it going, and then you had the new ones that came in that kind of made Crossroads what it's become.
Which, have anybody seen a list of the businesses?
Yep.
Okay, is
that would be affected?
Yeah.
Oh, have you really?
Said there was a list.
I got it. I can find it. Give me a minute.
I saw
it earlier.
We were joking about Bazookas.
Yeah.
Is one of, and there's a tattoo parlor. There is a hair salon. I haven't seen any necessary bars or restaurants. But I'm sure there's going to be.
Yeah.
But I just haven't seen it.
Curious if the Truman was affected, because that one would really suck.
Yeah.
Because I actually kind of like going there. They haven't had any concerts I like recently, but...
Here's the other thing that we...
Because that was cool.
Here's the thing that we're not talking about either, is, and it's a totally separate thing,
mm-hmm.
is what Kansas City wants to do over 670.
Yeah.
And that's to make that into like a park or something. With a walkway
and all that.
So what you're talking about with the Truman could get affected by that and not necessarily the... Not necessarily Kauffman Stadium or Royal Stadium. I don't know. It looked like it was a pretty vast expanse of...
But I thought they were just going to do that, over the roads and stuff, and not over the businesses.
I can't open it because the Star did the article, and I don't have a.
Well, at one point in time, they said KMBC9 did an article with the list of businesses, but I couldn't find it.
I thought I saw it.
At the end of the day, it's not just the stadium that's going to affect a lot of business. It's also this park or whatever that the city of Kansas City wants to do. And I don't understand why we're not talking about that too. On top of the stadium, because they're going to be booting people out.
For
this park or... I don't even know what you want to call it.
I didn't think they were.
It sure looked like it from the...
Because I thought that was the whole reason it got passed, is that they weren't going to have to eminent domain anything, or... And the buildings they were talking about taking over, they're vacant, and the owners are like, fuck it, you can have it.
Okay, maybe so.
That's what I heard about that, but...
Just whenever you look at both of them combined,
yeah,
I can't imagine no businesses are going to be affected by the park.
Sure, I'm not saying...
Not the baseball park.
Yeah,
the whatever over 670.
Yeah, the 670 park
walkway park thing. Yeah, because they're going to have walkways that are going to be crisscrossing and stuff like that to get you to all these different venues without having to be, you know, walking across street traffic or highway traffic.
Yeah. That one, yeah, and that's why that one would be very interesting, of who it's going to affect and stuff. Because that one could have a little bit more. But you never know.
Yep.
So are you guys for it then? With the new renderings?
Yes.
Yes.
No. I think Movie Downtown's just fucking stupid and I'm not for it in any way, shape, or form. I don't like it. That's just my take.
Well, Roger, you haven't said a word.
I don't think I matter in this.
Yeah, you do. Well, you're actually the fucking breaking point here because Matt and I kind of are for and Tom's against.
I'm 50-50. I could really go either way. Honestly, I don't know if I care that much. If it's downtown or not. Because at the end of the day, the sales tax doesn't cost that much.
But like $160 a year.
Yeah. Per household. So it's not like you're putting in a lot to it and stuff, but at the same time.
Well, no, you didn't ask me if I was voting, if I would vote in favor.
You're going to vote in favor because of the Chiefs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, and I want to piggyback off of what Roger said there because he doesn't care. The reason why you don't care is because you haven't really seen what's going to be brought to the table.
That's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's star-studded, crazy, great, cool bars and restaurants and stuff, that might push you over to the yes side, right?
Yes.
And if it's just going to be like a couple of picnic tables and a couple of bums pissing on you,
that's just a Saturday.
Bring your drone.
That's just a Saturday.
Bring your drone and scare them away. Yeah. But if it's going to be like hotels, apartments, and that's really about it, who gives a shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely.
So, yeah, and this is still the single biggest problem with this whole stadium shit. Nobody still knows what's going to go down there. Or how it's going to be done. Nobody knows.
I want to see a winning team.
I do too.
I don't care what stadium it's in. I want to see a winning team. Okay, now, it's funny that, you know, the year they finally announced, yeah, we definitely want to move downtown, all of a sudden, Bobby Witt Jr. is getting signed to an extension. They're signing Waka. They signed Waka for a two-year contract. They made a trade for a reliever.
Finally listened to us. We've been preaching that for over a year. You can do two things at once.
And now we can't fucking bitch at them for doing it.
Nope. I can't.
I mean, all four of us.
Ownership tried.
Yeah.
All four
They're
of us.
They're trying right now, which is...
Yep. And they...
I am
They far, have over-tried.
I am far more in favor of it now than I was 6 weeks ago.
Fair.
Agreed.
Because Fair. I see them trying to field a more competitive baseball team and actually spend some fucking money.
Yep. That's
all four fair. Of us on air and off air have said, you're going to have to prove to us that you are truly committed to this and you're going to do your share, Mr. Sherman. Tell me he didn't do his share.
Yeah.
At least this year.
Yeah.
He's done more with player personnel to do it in the last month and a half than he did handling the stadium part. He was crazy how well he did when he decided to do it.
I
He's
will
done
argue
well.
That this is the biggest offseason in Royals history.
Between the two things, sure it is.
Yeah.
No, just the one thing. With free agency, what they did and signings and
yeah, but I'm not going to ignore the backdrop of the stadium also factoring into why this
and
is
I'm,
the biggest.
And I am going to ignore it just for the sake of this argument. When have they ever done this much?
Not since Ewing Kauffman was the owner.
I don't think Ewing Kauffman did this.
Well, he did.
I mean, well, we
he didn't have to. He couldn't. He didn't have to.
89, they kind of did when they made that last ditch effort. Storm Davis,
and Mark Davis, and
yeah,
okay,
David Cohn, okay, and
yeah, all right, you got a point there.
And the only other reason why I say Ewing Kaufman was Ewing Kaufman's teams were never so bad that he needed to bring in five guys.
Sure,
he only had to go buy one or two because the core of the team was good enough.
But you had to, so you
I
did,
get it.
And
but he did it. But he was committed to
they
winning.
Were the
and
most
he,
active team in all of baseball.
In
free agency.
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, sure.
Got people putting them in the top 10, top 5 in terms of off-season acquisition.
While we were sitting here, Major League Baseball announced they're still doing their top 100. Mm-hmm. Bobby Witt's number 20.
Well, and here's
is
the thing.
Is it just for the months of July, August, and September?
Nope, whole year.
Okay.
And here's
don't be that guy.
Season.
Here's the
Roger.
Thing that really bothers the shit out of me. I really feel I like it. I'm the owner at this point because everybody's dark horse outside of Kansas City, not Seren Petro at 8-10.
They're the darling.
They are some of the favorites.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In a dark horse
we're
category.
We're, yeah, we could.
Which, by the way, that leads me to welcome to the NFC South.
Someone's got to win it.
Somebody's got to win it.
So who's Derek Carr?
And that's one of those, exactly. I mean, if the Royals were in the East, they're still dead last.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's going to even bat an eye. But they're in arguably the worst division in all of baseball.
Oh, it's not even arguable. It's not even close.
You know, people usually just say, well, the Twins are going to win because...
Someone's got to.
Eh.
The White Sox can't ever seem to do it. Detroit can't ever seem to do
it.
I mean,
we're looking at least one team that's probably going to be the worst team in all of baseball.
And it's not the Royals.
With the White Sox.
Hmm?
It still could be.
Well, it's not anticipated to be. Let's say that.
I guess. That. But... You know, we were discussing this. I think we did discuss it off air. Michigan, you got your championship. Chiefs, you got your Super Bowl. Are the Royals next in line to...
2024 would be a banner year for me.
That would be quite the banner year, would it not?
Be the best sports year in... Just to make the playoffs would make it pretty fucking incredible.
I'll take it.
I'd be okay with that.
And I will say this much, if that's what they do, Sherman would get some credibility because what he talked about when he let Dayton Moore go was, I'm paraphrasing, but he was like, we kept talking about championships. Show me what a wild card team looks like.
Yeah.
Let's just make the playoffs.
Well, we won't make the wild card.
I get it, but make the playoffs. Make the playoffs. Let's worry about making the playoffs before we...
It's with the division we're in...
They're not going to make it as a wild card.
It is a...
It's
you
division
win the division
or
you don't.
And I don't want to talk about this too much because it's too frustrating, but that division's been shit for 12 years.
It has been. And, that's
and they still couldn't make
completely.
A run at it.
But the one thing that does scare me is it's like you just said, it's been shit for a dozen years. I've never heard... anybody say, well, you know what, those are Royals might sneak in.
No,
there
because
get,
I...
Until this fucking year.
I think it's something that we've kind of talked a little bit about all off season is that they're doing things that are actually different. They're not just running their mouth about it.
Yeah.
They and sometimes it was addition by subtraction. Hunter Dozier is gone. Hunter Dozier would not be gone under the old regime.
Nope.
Mondesi would not be gone.
Nope.
Under the old regime, they're gone and been gone.
Yep.
You know.
So with all that being said, Roger, is there has John Sherman done enough to at least make you think that this is a different thought process,
differently run organization,
differently ran organization than what?
Well, yeah.
Dayton Moore did.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
Well, at the moment, good.
Okay.
That's a fair answer.
To be determined. I get that, but
you are where you are.
But you yes, have but to. You
as
have
of
to,
have what is some... today?
Everything's 20th? To beat it. But as of right now, the end of February, I'm impressed.
As spring training's getting ready to start, or is starting.
I mean, yes, some of it, I the like Royals, it's like, there was guys on the team that weren't good. And it was pretty blatant that they're not that good.
Like who?
I'm kidding. That's a long list.
Yeah,
no,
How much? Yeah. How much memory you got there? Storage you got there?
So I mean, especially over the last 5 years, it was like, all right, this Mondesi thing, it's got to stop. You know, the Hunter Dozier thing, it's got to stop.
We were throwing Eaton out there last year. And yeah. It's like, how are you on a major league roster?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You're almost an everyday player for this organization right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You saw some of the pitchers just go out there and get shelled every night, and you're like, yeah, okay, this has got to stop.
And worse, you had guys like Oliveras, who were actually worse because he did not suck, but he was so goddamn inconsistent that... They kept him here hoping he'd get over where you've got more than enough body work and it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So they moved off him, sorry, to your Pirates. But he would have been a Royal here forever because he just wasn't terrible enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, it's like, oh, he had a great game. Yeah, the first one in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm not taking a great game every 2 weeks for a professional team.
No.
Sounds great in college football. But not gonna stand for it here. But I mean that was the thing. I mean, especially over the span of 2 years, those guys would still be on the team. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But now, yeah, it looks like they're kind of turning and burning guys a little bit more. Because
there are still a lot of things that, and I know you personally, Roger, do not like about just baseball in general.
Yeah.
How you know the minor leagues and all that kind of stuff, but. There are some surface things that can be done that you never liked either.
Mm-hmm.
And I dare say that they almost listened to you.
Somewhat.
With getting rid of Mondesi and Dozier and, you know, all that. And the free agents, I don't know if they're going to be turn out to be
but they tried.
Anything, but they fucking tried.
They tried.
Well, and some of it,
you know, the
they were notorious for going and getting free agents. It's like, yeah, that guy would have been great 5 years ago.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And there still might be some lingering on that, too.
But like Waka, it's like, right. Okay, maybe last year or 2 years ago, but not five.
You know? He's the one that I was thinking of specifically.
There. Sure.
But he had a great season a couple years ago.
I remember us podcasting one week where Roger brought up a great point where it was like the highest rated free agent the Royals would sign would be like 25th. Yeah. And it's like, oh, God. And almost like they fucking listened to him. Seth Lugo and Waka were like 12 and 13.
Yeah.
And... Now, that's not one and two.
But that's not what I'm expecting.
But we none of us do.
Yeah.
Because the guys that are going one and two are making ridiculous sums of money. And there really is a big difference between 11 and 13 and 28th or whoever, you know, they were bringing in as a...
Because if you look at the free agency market, this is kind of with any sport. Once you get past the 15th to 20th guy... Who fucking cares?
And that's who the Royals were signing.
You only care if you're a fan of that team.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But that's someone who notices, even.
And then the other thing...
But their players usually don't.
And the other thing that the Royals did was... When they got Seth Lugo, everybody was kind of like, okay, that's a pretty good deal.
That's a solid deal.
The Seth Lugo became an even better deal when you got Waka.
Well, even the trade we just did, I can't remember the two.
Bringing the reliever from Boston.
Snyder. Yeah.
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 Because even if you look at, I'm going to make a little parallel, and I know it's not the same, but like, if you look at the NFL last year, like Baker Mayfield getting signed by the Bucks,
mm-hmm.
Well, he's still ranked like 10th in free agency. 12th. And he took him in the playoffs. But I bet you look at the 25th, 28th guy, he made no impact at all.
Yeah, they didn't move the needle.
Or probably didn't even play.
You know? So it's not like we're trying to say, oh, you need to go get the number one, number two guy. No, but you need to.
And with baseball.
Especially with how bad you are, you got to get up.
And so do fuck it. The Royals because they didn't get Shohei Ohtani?
Yes.
Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck them. Fuck
them. And with the Royals, the one thing is Seth Lugo by himself doesn't move the needle.
Yeah.
Seth Lugo with Michael Walker? All right, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm not saying that it
and that, who you still have there currently and, with, and who, you know,
yeah.
Brady Singer.
Because very quickly you remember
the guy we picked up, Reagan.
You have Reagan's, Cole Reagans. You have Seth Lugo. You have Michael Walker. You have Brady Singer. And now when you're getting to Jordan Lyles as your fifth spot.
Well, like, don't forget Bubich is going to be coming back off injury.
Yeah. But if
good call.
Yeah. But if you're at the moment, if you're five are
Greinke's even still out there if you wanna
Reagans isn't gonna out duel Ohtani.
5 years ago.
But Reagans can hold his own against most ones. And then you're just looking at those matchups. It's really not till you get to Jordan Lyles that you're like, But I'll tell you what, if Brady Singer is on, he's better than most teams' fours.
All right, you guys want to be a little bit of a smartass? Trevor Bauer's out there.
I'd actually would do that for the right amount of money. I would do that.
No.
Oh, I would.
No.
Absolutely. They won't, but I would.
I wouldn't.
He's too big of a cancer in the locker room.
Yeah,
he's a dirtbag. No,
he is.
I've heard he's Looney Tunes.
I've heard Japanese teams don't want to touch him.
He got kicked off of a Japanese team.
Yeah. Fuck that.
That's what I heard. He's doing
that.
Well, he got in a fight with the pitching coach.
So he's the football version of Marcus Peters.
He's an equal opportunity fighter.
Yeah, he hates everybody. Men, women.
It does not matter.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that woman dropped all the charges against him, so.
Yeah. Oh.
He's good on that.
Okay.
What? What
about the Japanese charges?
Yeah. Well, my opinion on that is, because you guys all, with the right money or whatever, but I have a feeling that about a half a dozen teams called him up and said, we'll give you minimum wage.
And he's, yeah.
And he's like, fuck you, click.
And that'd be the only way I would take him. That'd be the only way I'd take him.
Same here. I have a feeling he is.
Because I would take him on a peanuts deal, but that's it.
Yeah. 1 year contract. You say anything or do anything to screw me, you're out of here now.
And it would be like Chapman. Yeah. 1 year. The Royals were like, okay.
I put him on like a rental month to month.
We'll bring you in here.
You can
reestablish your career. And if we want to deal you at the deadline to a contender, we'll deal you at the deadline to the contender.
Mm-hmm.
And then see how it goes. And if you don't re-sign him, or you deal him with the deadline, or if he's doing well and you're contending, that's fine.
But you're month to month.
But it was, I'm fine with that too. Because
he is a tremendous talent.
I would take a flyer on him.
Just off of pitching alone, he's.
But he's a motivated nut job because if he wants his next nut, he's going to have to reestablish himself in the big leagues.
And I have a feeling
he's nuttier than a squirrel turd.
I don't think he's. Yeah.
No, I don't think he's going to ever see an MLB roster again.
That's fine.
He's going to be pitching for the Savannah Bananas or some shit.
No, John Cena is. So.
Oh, I already saw he play. He had an at-bat with them. Yeah.
Nice.
I saw that.
There's always a place for those places.
By the way, I was watching their games the other day because they're in spring training.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a... It was for lack of a better word, it was a curse out of the umpire from old women. And so they pulled an old woman out of the thing and just let the umpire have it. And it was PG. It wasn't bad. You fat guy, you don't know you're blind, this is like some 7-year-old woman just going to town on the fucking hump. I'm telling you, they come up with all sorts of shit that's funny as hell.
That's more of what it is. It's entertaining.
Oh, it's that's totally entertaining.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's baseball's version of WWE.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Harlem Globetrotters.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah. But, yeah, should we do prediction for the Royals?
Not yet.
For the Royals.
Not yet.
Oh, no, I can't do it for the spring training paper Tigers yet. Because they'll win the Cactus League. I know.
We're flying a banner, baby.
Yeah.
What if they don't?
Then I may say we got something.
You saying if they go like 27-9 in spring training, you have no hope? But
no.
They are going 7-29.
They go 7-29. It's playoffs, baby.
We're going all the way.
There's actually some truth to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of
truth. I think one of those Trey Hillman teams won the Cactus League. Was it Tony Buser?
There's only been like three or four teams that haven't won the Cactus League. Fuck.
There was one of those historic.
They fucking ripped it last year. They were fucking incredible.
Yeah,
in Cactus League. They were fucking trash once the season started.
Soon as the season started.
Well, and that was what Scott and I were talking about this earlier. All of the like national people that I do pay attention a little bit more to on this have all kind of universally said the same two things. They're a dark horse. Do not get buried by May.
Yes.
Because they kind of reserve the right to go, I withdraw my dark horse playoff possibility if you are 14 games under
within the first month of the season.
If you are 14 games under 500 at the end of May.
Well, no shit.
But
well, yeah, because no team has ever really.
I mean, I'm going to relent my fucking prediction too. If they go 14 and 27 to start at the.
But I think with the Royals,
I'll tell you right now, if the Chiefs start off like 3-10, I'm going to predict they don't wait to go to the playoffs.
And if I did that, you'd call me a negative Nelly.
No, I'm just calling it.
He's just going to call the season a wrap.
Probably not going to be a season where they get into
the playoffs. What he's not telling you is that there's still a mathematical shot they make the playoffs.
Hey, I'm just letting you know, when the Royals are 10
because the AFC West is so bad.
When the Royals are 10-32 at the beginning of June, I get it. They're not going to make it.
No.
Are you guys making your bet again?
What's that?
The 10-game win streak versus 10-game lose streak?
Oh, this would be an interesting year for that one.
I don't have faith this year.
In of that what?
Bet. In that bet.
That they will lose 10 straight?
Actually, I think this team will. They'll lose 10.
They haven't let me down yet, just to spite you.
They did last year, I thought.
Yeah.
It took like 3 years for them to finally do it.
Yeah, that
and
one.
Then they did
there like, was one year that was
and
like
then
math.
They did it like 7 times.
No, that the year before last, it
no,
was
the year before that.
It was like
that
mathematically
was
impossible.
That was the
for them to have the record they had.
Last year, I think you lost your bet by May.
Yeah, because that year was great because you started doing the math. Like you, Dick, you're actually happy that they're 3-33 because they've somehow not lost 10 in a row. And they've won 3 games in their last 35.
And there was that rain out.
There was a bunch of shit.
Oh, well, and like 3 times that year, they got to like number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And they won. They won the 10th game.
Like 1-0.
Yeah. Game.
And then they struck the 9-game losing streak the next
day. The next day. Yes.
And then it just blasts out. Like they lose like 20-1.
Yeah. They did.
Well,
there was one game they lost like 17-1.
And
one of the
games they won at 9 was even shortened, but it counted.
Yeah.
Because they played enough innings.
It was 6 or
something. Yeah, they decided they weren't going to count it.
And they won 1-0.
Yes, that was the 1-0. I know they won a 1-0 game. And that was it. That was the one,
That was going to be the 10th loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played 8 innings. We're good.
Who gives a shit?
Nobody wants to see another game of the Royals and White Sox.
The White Sox.
And I think it was the White Sox.
Everyone was like,
who's worse than us?
How about you end it now so we don't have any more pain and suffering?
Yeah.
All right, so on to baseball news then. What do you think of Manfred retiring?
In what?
That was fucking...
2 years? 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucking clickbait. Longer?
Was it 2029?
He's going to go through
2028, and then, yeah.
January of 2029, sorry.
So there you go.
5 years.
Yes.
Yeah. That's clickbait.
It's true.
It is.
Yeah, it's clickbait.
Oh, okay.
Because it's got like in bold print, Manfred calls retirement.
In 4 years.
Like, no shit. Clicking on there, like, in 4 years. Who gives a shit?
It's 4 years
ago. I don't... Fuck that guy.
He's still being here.
Here's the only thing I'm going to say about that, and I... You and I think, discussed this a little bit, Roger. I can't entirely hate the guy.
Okay.
Because I really don't know where he can go. In terms of making decisions and stuff.
Well, that's the problem.
He's got the owners that all hate each other.
Yeah.
They're not going to make any good rational decisions that he can stand upon. And then you got the Players Association, which is the world's most powerful players association.
Which has become a detriment.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
No, but wrong. It has turned out to be...
It's awful.
Yeah, it's turned out to be awful now.
Where if you just say one thing, there's 70 guys that are fucking going, nope, not doing that. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Where does he win?
I'm with Scott on this one. Like, Bud Selig actually made a lot of decisions that were fucking terrible. He was a much worse commissioner with some of the stuff that he did and mishandled on his watch. Manfred, I don't know what anyone could do in those conditions. I won't miss him because
he says
dumb shit.
Yes.
And he doesn't always handle things well. I will not miss him. But as far as did he ever have any real opportunity to try to make better changes for the league itself, best he can hang his hat on is the goddamn pitch clock. But here's the thing. The pitch clock only happened because the owners got them to agree to it.
The runner on second. And
same thing. They're marginal. Yeah. But he didn't do that. It was just something that the two sides could agree to.
Yeah, but he gets to say it.
He does get to say it was his fault. And I'll give him his credit for it. But at the same time, if the owners had said no...
It's been an idea for years.
Yeah. You know,
it just finally came to fruition.
So I would like to see a commissioner with a little more pull to fix the TV deal, but that's never going to happen because no one will allow it to happen. So yeah. It's like the, you know, I'll get on the internet and like people are like, oh, Roger Goodell's a puppet. You want to know a fucking puppet is?
Yeah.
It's insert the name of whoever MLB commissioner is. Yeah. That is a fucking puppet.
Which, by the way, I will be glad to take that position.
Oh, yeah. I'll take it, fire me, and I'll take my severance.
Nominated.
Somebody was saying that $40 million a year.
Yeah.
Which is about half of what Goodell makes, but still.
I think Goodell makes more than that.
I think he's like somewhere around 100.
I think it's 200.
Is it 200 mil?
I'd take the 40. I'm not greedy.
Give me 40.
I'm not disagreeing with that. That's not my argument here.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys can hate me.
Yeah.
Because I was telling Matt this the other day. Yeah. As Matt and I were talking about this. I'm like, fuck, I'll do it. And he's like, so you don't care what I think of you anymore? I'm like, it's nothing that a couple hundred grand in your back pocket.
I told him we could be friends again.
Yep.
He makes $63 million.
Who?
Goodell.
Okay.
He makes $20 million more than, or not Goodell. Yeah, Goodell makes 63. He makes $20 million more than
what was
MLB.
It that Goodell got? I wonder if it's some of the bonuses.
Well, that's all. That's how the NFL does everything. There's a salary cap, and then there's signing bonuses and roster bonuses.
Yeah.
I'm sure the commissioner gets one too.
Yeah, and then like in baseball, it's flat salaries.
Yeah, it's all guaranteed. So Manfred gets his $40 million. Exactly. Goodell, if he gets cut, only gets $22 million of that.
Yeah. How much of that counts against the cap?
Yeah.
What's the cap hit on that?
And if he goes to the NHL, they got to pay some of the salary.
Yeah. They got to foot the bill.
Yeah.
But yeah, we
hate you so much. We'll pay you to go away.
In all seriousness, though, we were discussing the differences between Goodell and Manfred. And I don't think it's any secret that Goodell's not the most popular human being on the planet either. But he does have people that will back him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
You know? Well, whether it's for the good or for the bad, he gets.
But his TV contracts that he has created for the league are
making everyone money.
They're first of all,
and that's why he has backing.
Yeah,
they're the best.
You make me money, I will back you.
Yeah,
that's it.
You stop making me money, I will not back you.
Yeah, yeah. His TV contracts have really made the NFL into the beast it is.
No question about it. And really, it's probably the easiest one to do, though, too. In terms of just the amount of games that are played.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's really hard to be cohesive. Because is basketball that cohesive?
Somewhat. But also, it could be the hardest because you're asking. Baseball has 162 games of every team.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more airtime.
Yes.
And sponsors.
Yes.
And NFL does not have that. So it sounds easy because it's less games.
But everybody wants to watch you.
But that's because they've turned into what they are, though. Right. Not in the beginning, it was not. So
where do you call the beginning?
Before
him, it was pretty wild, too.
I agree, but he's only made it. Well, I'm just saying you have to keep that up.
He's climbing the ladder with it, yes, but it was still. Who was it?
Paul Tagliabue.
I can't say the name.
Tagliabue.
That guy. He kind of created quite the monster then, too.
Because wasn't that in like 2006? I mean.
Man, I don't know. How long has Goodell been around now?
It's been a while.
2006.
Six?
Yeah.
And Tagliabue was around a long time before.
Yes, he was.
Before Goodell was.
Because that's the thing about the NFL, what's weird, they haven't had a lot of commissioners.
No, Major League Baseball really hasn't. Selig was in there forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one that's had the most is the NBA, but that was really because of the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were getting ready to go under, and then once. Yeah,
they went through like three.
And once Magic and Larry kind of got things settled, Stern was in there forever after that.
Mm-hmm. But to your question, the NBA is kind of somewhere, but not really. I mean, unfortunately, when you're in that niche sport kind of thing, it's...
Well, that and the amount of games, too. It's just hard to...
Keep doing things
We've always talked about, all you're doing is... Worst case scenario, the Chiefs are awful.
Yeah.
Let's just throw that out there. They don't have a Monday night game. They don't have a Thursday night game, anything like that. All you're doing is taking away a Sunday.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
You're not taking away a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday. You know that. So ABC, CBS, Fox, whoever, they're more than willing to play that game, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, as opposed to cutting into their CSI Miami
six days a week.
Yeah. Which is garnering more views than a baseball game.
Yeah. Do you know what the average NFL viewership was in 2005?
What the average what?
Viewership of the NFL was in 2005.
Well, it's 17 now. 10?
7-9.
Wow.
Just about doubled. Almost.
Yep. And they were not the most watched program that year. CSI.
On average, you mean? Mm-hmm. Or?
It was CSI and Desperate Housewives.
Ugh.
They were like number, yeah, 3-4. And that was with their national games.
Wow. So, and Goodell can take credit for that.
So, no. Sure can. Goodell has led them to a different stratosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no question. No question.
They were.
And unfortunately for, you know.
Although, I will say this much. Are we forgetting the subscription for NFL Sunday Ticket, which was way bigger back then than it is now? I mean, could that cut into some of that viewership?
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know if...
Because NFL Sunday Ticket was a monster.
Yeah, when it was $99.
Mm-hmm. It was a monster.
Yeah, I don't know. This is just going off cable networks. So, but the numbers we're using for today are cable network too. Now I know NFL Ticket's not what it used to be, but
yeah, because now, well, and partially for Roger Goodell's benefit on this, that Sunday Ticket's kind of worthless almost anymore.
You don't need it.
You don't really need it.
No.
I mean, me being a Saints fan, they weren't very good this year, and I saw probably about 8 games.
Yeah.
Didn't have to
pay
anything. Didn't pay a fucking penny for it.
But, remember, we talked about it. If they were really good, though, would you pay for the second half of the season?
Yeah. You think about it.
Because you can pay half the price.
The only thing that would keep me from saying 100% yes is because I do think they'd probably be on TV more.
I agree.
That's true. Because that's when they can start moving games around.
Right.
And you can get flexed. Mm-hmm. So
I agree, but I'm just asking.
It's a legit question. If Tampa Bay
and New Orleans were both 9-2 fighting for the North, the NFC South.
That's the main game on Fox.
Yeah, that gets flexed. That gets moved. Not so much when you're...
But if it's the 9-2 Saints against the 2-9...
Panthers.
Yeah, that game's not
moving. That game is... Yeah, I'm going to have to pay for that.
Yeah. And you wouldn't.
And I don't know.
No, you
It depends.
You're getting ready to retire, anyone.
The only thing is, it's true. Like half the price.
I'm going to be on a fixed income. Whatever the fuck that means.
Still trying to figure out what that word means.
Though. You know shit. Aren't we
You're not getting any raises.
Aren't we all on a fixed income?
No, we get raises.
I make overtime.
I get overtime. I get a raise every year.
Shut up.
You're just about.
I'm with Scott. Aren't we? I feel like we all. I mean.
Yeah, I haven't had a raise. Whatever.
Well, it was a whopping 2.5% this year.
But I mean, everyone's on a. You kind of know what you're going to get paid next week.
Thank you.
It's kind of a.
Well, until you become commissioner.
Hey, that's what the Royals fans complain about. That's what the dude I just heard. He was complaining about. I'm 90 on a fixed income, and I'm not going to pay for that goddamn thing.
You already are.
Well, you are already, and if you don't like what baseball's doing, then I can't imagine you loving football.
But that's,
I'm telling you right now, football is probably more anti-fan at this juncture than baseball.
How is that?
They are trying to appeal to the most expensive or the richest fans. We're going to get priced out of fucking tickets.
They want us watching
to a football game.
I think that's happening in baseball, just not here in Kansas City.
You could have some sort of a point there with like the Yankees or Dodgers.
Just because it's not happening but here, it doesn't mean it's not happening to fans other places.
But it is kind of rare.
This
is going to be...
I'm not disagreeing with you.
This
I'm
is
going to
be overall in the NFL.
But I think that's becoming a sports problem.
He's got a point there. I still remember the 2015 World Series. My cousin that lives in New York said it was cheaper to fly from New York to Kansas City and buy a ticket for the World Series than it was to see the game in New York.
Let's take special events out of it. Because absolutely nobody, hell, even the rich one.
But that's proportional.
Even the rich one even able to afford the fucking Super Bowl.
But it's proportional because Mets tickets already cost that much more. It's just a higher price because it was the World Series. Their tickets are really expensive.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about on a game-to-game basis, it is going to be way harder for us to pay for a Chiefs ticket in the future. You know this already, Tom. Your family had season tickets for how long?
They've had them since 1964.
Do you have them now?
My mom and her sister still do.
Do they?
They do.
Oh,
not
so
our.
They don't anymore.
They do. It's a little convoluted. They're not on the same priority number because when they remodeled the stadium, they got booted out of the club level.
Okay.
We couldn't afford to stay in the club level anymore.
Okay.
And now they're in the upper deck.
Okay.
So that's where it happened, is because they couldn't afford that when they did that last big remodel. That got too much. And some of my family members were like, got pissy. And so we ended up losing my grandfather's priority number.
Sure. And the NFL is okay with that.
Well, and I think that's going to be sports in general, though.
NBA has that problem too. I think baseball.
I'm siding with the other side of the table. They're right. It's a sports problem. It's not.
It is, and I even agree with you guys as far as like the Yankees. Yeah, those tickets are fucking expensive, and probably most people can't afford that. But you're talking about, what I'm talking about is like the Carolina Panthers. I don't know how much you could buy a ticket for, but I bet it wasn't cheap. And they sucked.
I think you
the
would
Royals,
be surprised.
The Royals suck.
But I think...
And we can also...
The part that you're...
Very affordable tickets.
But the,
very affordable
but
tickets.
The part that, but then what are you
for,
paying...
For now.
But what are you paying for to now. Watch? Like, you could get...
Shit.
You could get a Carolina ticket for $40.
I don't know if you
yes,
could
Yes, you could. This
okay.
last year...
The last
I,
year...
I don't know.
The last
know.
Year, there were
that.
Running jokes that you could get tickets.
I think they were cheaper.
It may have been. Because it was... Because they were so bad. But
part of the...
That's not what they're counting
but
on,
But I think part
though.
Of the... But, part of the... I think the future thinking, especially for the NFL, is they don't care if seats are empty.
In December, you could get a Panthers-Falcons game for $8.
Damn, why didn't we take advantage of that?
Because it was raining that day. I remember watching that game on
Panthers,
TV.
Panthers-Falcons.
So
you're gonna spend $300 to fly to North Carolina to watch an $8 football game?
Yeah, because if you do that, you could go to Arrowhead.
I don't care enough to.
SB Nation said that they had a ticket on the Panthers website for sale for 45 cents.
Whatever. I'm calling horseshit on that.
They showed
but
a
lot of this, though, is a very basic principle of supply and demand. No one wants to see the Carolina Panthers play football.
And I don't think the NFL cares.
No, because they're making their money.
Yes.
But the ticket would not be affordable if that was a good football team. You'd have to think about it. They're just not a good football team. You can
one,
get
one of, the re- one of the recent articles I read, and it could be the 45 fucking scent thing that you're reading to, which I'm just going to call bullshit.
I'm just telling you, there is multiple people
that's,
reporting this.
That's fine.
And it all says 45
and I'm, cents. And I'm going to call it horseshit.
Okay.
But the NFL has kind of admitted that they don't care if they sell a fucking single fucking seat. They're still making their fucking money off
yes.
of the TV. So they're not going to reduce prices. Well, I was talking to you about this, Roger, and it was in regard to that article I was reading that in the past, if you were a risk taker, you would wait and hold out until the final moment before you'd buy a ticket to go see a Chiefs game. Because that final moment, everybody's like, okay, we got to get rid of these fucking tickets. Well, now it's starting to be like we're not reducing the price.
But the Chiefs, maybe not the best example.
Maybe it's not the best example. They're good. But they're not going to reduce the price on tickets.
But they do.
Because you're doing last minute. That's going to... I'm not saying they're doing it now, but that's going to be in the future.
They do do it now. You could get tickets to the Dolphins playoff game $40.
What I just said is they're not doing that now. But in the future, that is what is going to happen is... We don't care if we're sitting on these tickets or not.
Oh,
we're
not
reducing the price.
I think they'll still reduce it because having empty seats at a playoff game is a bad look.
We will see.
As long as there is a secondary market, there will be price fluctuations.
We will see.
You don't have to get your tickets from the Chiefs anymore.
No.
That's kind of a game
changer.
That's
a given.
Because I think your biggest issue is going to be who's playing, what's the game. You want to walk up and get tickets at a Panthers-Falcons game for 45 cents, you can.
But at the end of the day, I think it's still a sports problem because if you look at the NFL now, the rich and famous kind of go to the NFL games because look how many people watch. And that's how you get your name out there and stuff. Because you could probably get seen on TV more.
And
in front of a shit ton of people.
And I don't think baseball has that problem yet.
I know, but the problem...
Because nobody gives a fuck.
But the problem with baseball is that nobody watches your games, though.
Right.
And that your
so
games
you,
aren't
you're
accessible.
Saying, but you guys are saying as a collective, this is a sports problem.
Yeah.
It's a sports problem for everybody but baseball.
No,
I
think it's still baseball.
Oh, it still happens. Royals started doing that a few years ago where the games against the Yankees or
the
Red Sox cost more than the game against the Twins.
I think
I don't know if they sell any more tickets or not.
But I think
They do because it's still cheaper than seeing a game in New York.
But I think if you go to L.A. or New York, it's a big problem. I think the common fan there says it's unaffordable.
Boston's another one.
I bet you go to Chicago, it's a problem.
Which one?
The Cubs.
Cubs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been for a while. But
yeah, it's a lot more expensive than seeing a game at Comiskey.
It wasn't fucking bad.
I know, but you're talking about you going one time and stuff. Two times. I'm saying you go there one time to see a game that one day, though, or whatever. But what does the common fan there think, though, of it? When they try to go multiple times throughout the
season. There ain't going to be any more $5 right field GA seats anywhere anytime soon.
Those were the good old days.
Oh, man.
Well, those days in any stadium
they're gone.
Long gone.
And part of that is they spend so much money on the front end on stuff that they're making their money back on the...
Well, now it's security. You kind of have to know who's there and who's not.
Well, a good example, and I can't remember, but... How much were the tickets for the Blue Jays game that we went to?
They were pretty expensive.
But it was also a sellout, too.
Yes, it was. I think they were $80.
Or the 80 a piece.
Yeah. I remember them being somewhat expensive for who we saw.
Yeah, it was not a deal. It was not a deal. Yeah.
Oakland A's. We were seeing the Oakland A's in the upper deck.
Yep.
Did not feel like I was getting a good deal.
Now, did that take in, Canadian to U.S. dollar?
Oh, no,
exchange?
That was the U.S. dollar price. Because at first I was like, oh, that's in Canadian dollars. Nope.
And the games we went to in Houston, those are averaged about $60.
I was going
to
say,
remember.
Well,
we had good seats.
We had good seats. They're about six, but they also were
playing
the Royals.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but...
They were also playing the Royals.
Yeah. But I'm also not saying those didn't seem like a great, cheap...
$60 is a lot of money for a ticket.
I think we still spent a fair amount of money on a ticket and stuff.
Well, it depends what the $60 is. Is it... Ticket to a baseball game or is it a ticket to a football game? A football game anymore, that's cheap. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
That's great.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Baseball game, that's on the high side.
I guess how much do you think it costs to go to a football game?
Well, the face value on the playoff game to the Dolphins, face value on my mom's tickets were $120.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was that's lower part of the upper level. Like, I think four rows back.
And a playoff game.
So,
because yeah. I can usually sit lower level for about $80-$90.
In the secondary?
Yeah.
And you brought up a good point. That really is kind of the game changer on it, because the secondary market affects this a lot.
Did you drive yourself?
What do you mean?
Did you drive there?
Pay for parking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much was that?
30. Like normal.
Okay, so you did what? How much did you...
I think it was $80. Something like that.
So there's 110.
Well, I rode with a buddy, so... Actually, okay. Four guys, so...
Okay, so you guys got to split that. That's
sweet invite.
Pretty nice, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Those are my tickets.
Fucking Matt.
I'm just curious because I know you haven't been to an NFL game at Kansas City.
It's been a while.
So
last time I went, it was a free ticket. So
yeah, and that's what I was asking. What do you think the price is? Because
that wasn't the last time you went, was it?
Hmm?
To the Chiefs game.
What?
The time with me.
No.
It's almost like, that's like 23 years
old. Yeah. It was 2001 because that was a makeup game for 9/11.
Yep.
Never forget that. No, the last game I went to was the year that they were awful. Like
the 2-14 season?
With 3-13, 2-14.
Haley era?
Yeah.
That's where I saw two games during the Haley era.
Yeah, and they actually won that game. It's the only time I ever seen them win. Ever.
Oh my God.
Ever. We're live. Ever. It was in their worst year.
Worst years.
That's funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was the last time I went to a football game.
Yeah.
NFL. No. Take that back. Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Because I went to a Saints game.
And some of it is...
This is funny. So I went to a Saints game in 2018. I'll say it was 2018. And our tickets were really good seats. It was like $60-$70. The next year, my buddy that we went to the Saints game with down in New Orleans wanted to go up to Minnesota, and that stadium was brand new. The same exact ticket was like $400.
Right. Which comes full circle to what Sherman's hoping for. So.
New stadiums cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's got to make his money back. Because
Vegas last year, their tickets were crazy. And then this season, they were
lower.
Well, they were pretty on par with the rest of... You could get a $100 ticket, and that was going to be a good seat. So, all right, last topic. What do you guys think of Manfred's plan to add two teams?
I don't.
Terrible idea.
You've got one team that is, in effect, homeless. I mean, to the point where we might start chasing them with drones homeless. And...
Fisher chasing him with a fucking drone.
Get it.
But he wants to add two teams.
And that kind of goes back to where Manfred's kind of like, he says dumb shit.
Yes.
Your league is getting insulted by this clusterfuck of a team potentially being homeless and not playing for 3 years, but you want to expand.
Yeah.
You know, and then the other problem is just...
Well, first of all, this is where I'm at. Let's take you down a few levels. So, I know, right? This is kind of how messed up it's getting, because it's like, okay, so you go out on stage and you say you want two more teams to add, right? While you have an A's team that can't figure out where it's going to play, right? Mm-hmm. So that's team one. Team two... is the Royals, who can't really figure out a spot where they want to be because they don't want to commit. They got commitment issues, right? It's true. Team three is Milwaukee, and you're like, ah, fuck them. That stadium shit. We want you guys to build a new one.
Yeah,
right?
or we're gonna move them.
Or we're gonna move them. Yeah, right? Yeah. All right. So there's team three. Team four is Tampa Bay, who can't.
Oh yeah, Jesus.
Can't get on board with city council, and they want to be the St. Pete Rays.
No, they said that they'll grant you a stadium, but they have to. More. But they have to take over the name of St. Pete.
They have to take over the name St. Pete.
In order for us to...
let you move here.
So now you have a team. Called,
yeah.
So now you have a team.
So we'd be like mad at them.
It'd be like the Independence Royals if...
Yes! Sugar Creek Royals.
Sugar Creek Royals if you let you move the stadium here. We'll give you this contaminated Amco Steel carcinogen field, but you are going to be the
just ignore the Royals. Meth bottles.
Because yeah. Hey, Independence did say, "Hey, we'll volunteer the Independence."
Yeah, they
Center.
Threw in. They jumped in at the last minute. Independence. Where the fuck is Independence? You know, some Yankee fan coming to town. Where the fuck am I going? Is that your St. Louis?
I thought I flew into Kansas City. Now I'm going to Independence. I feel like I'm going to a different state. So
New York's used to that. Their teams are another state.
That's true.
So you got four teams. So you got four teams that, I don't know, have commitment and naming issues and homelessness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it sounds great.
Can I just jump in real quick?
I think Tom was going to add a couple, too.
Well, no. The Milwaukee one was the one that was on the tip of my tongue.
I wanted to add to your insult of the Royals are probably the best.
Of all of them.
That's the best case scenario.
Of the four, if you got to rank them.
And it's not a great scenario. But it's the
It's the team with the commitment issues that's the best.
They sucked the least out of that out of that group of four.
Yes.
In terms of.
And the other issue that is legit that you have is one of the cities is Nashville. Is that they. You're going to hurt the Braves.
Probably.
No, because. Everyone in Tennessee are Braves fans.
Yeah.
They historically root for the Braves. So, why are you...
Depends which half of the state you're talking about, because I'd say there's some St. Louis guys.
That's fine.
Memphis has got...
But the eastern...
Memphis.
The eastern side of that state, they're Braves fans. You know, North Carolina, they're Braves fans. South Carolina, they're... You can't put a team everywhere without causing some issues.
Or creating or disenfranchising a fan base.
Uh-huh. You know, like the Saints, they own the South.
Yeah.
You know, in a large degree, just because of Mississippi, Alabama, those are all, most of those are Saints fans.
Louisiana, obviously.
You know, they're Saints fans.
What
you
about
gonna, you gonna stick another football team in, you know, Birmingham?
Yeah. Jackson.
You know, the NFL wouldn't do that. Like, I think the NFL is a little bit more strategic of where they've put teams. You know, it just is silly to me that they're with all of that and then you're gonna put one in Nashville? Come on, man. That's not that far from Atlanta. It's really not.
I heard Texas wants to do one with all the illegal refugees that they have in that park down there.
That'd be one hell of a baseball team.
Wow. Oh, and then the Chaz in Seattle wants one too. Capitol Hill Autonomous.
Well, the best one makes sense is Salt Lake City.
Yes.
They won't.
It's the most away
Portland
from an established fan base.
Portland... I mean, I guess I would steal away from Seattle some, maybe, but.
And who's telling these people that they want a baseball team? Like, I don't know if cities are lining up to have a baseball team. Nobody plays baseball anymore. It's a declining youth sport.
This is
so who's telling them that they want a baseball team?
So then why
are
you affecting the Braves?
Of the fans.
Of the fan base.
If you don't... If nobody gives a fuck about baseball, then how are you affecting?
Because let me I got this. I got this.
Good,
okay.
Good.
So
your partner in crime has got this.
Yeah, yeah.
In the 80s, we'll just use easy numbers here. In the 80s, there were 100 Braves fans in Nashville. Okay. So now it's less. So now it's 50 Braves fans in Nashville.
Okay.
But if you put a team there, then there may only be 10 Braves fans in Nashville and 40 of the Nashville team's fans. So even though it's a less bigger number, you're still taking away from that number.
Of that other team.
You're still taking away from it.
You're disenfranchising another team. Is what
it may be less, but you're still taking away. You're still cutting into their territory.
Okay. I don't think it'll matter.
And I still want to know who wants a baseball team. Because
what is the Salt financial City. Impact?
Portland.
Okay, but are they though?
Well, the only city I know is Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City is actively trying.
But that's Montreal. But that's also because the A's don't have a home.
Well, no, they made a bid to get the A's to move to Salt Lake because they actually. But the problem is they only have one professional sport.
I get it.
They want to get on the map and get two. And honestly, it makes sense because baseball's the easiest way into it because everything else costs a lot more money.
I get it.
And people actually watch baseball there. So
I would say if you were to coax in a sport into your I'd say probably hockey would probably be the cheapest.
Probably.
Yeah, but hockey, you got a bigger problem than you do baseball. Do they play hockey in Utah?
Yeah.
Yes, they do, actually. I mean, that's a winner.
But Utah has made a bid for them, didn't get it.
Right.
So they're moving on to the next sport.
I was just saying if that's what your attempt is to get a sport, hockey would probably be the cheapest.
Well, for them,
and then
it wouldn't because they already have the Jazz, so
maybe
they could get hockey tomorrow. But hockey doesn't want to go to Salt Lake, the issue.
Right. So baseball is your next best because football is Jesus Christ.
Well, they've made it adamantly clear they don't really want to expand.
But how much money would it cost?
The way the economics of baseball works.
Well, the problem is in football now, to own a team, you got to find a billionaire owner.
Yeah. And
you can't find a singular one. You have to have a group.
It's got to be a group. And that so
there's only like 10 people on the planet. Well, not planet, but in the United States anyway.
There ain't hardly one. There's not hardly a.
And then of those 10, how many of them even care about sports? Two?
Because the Commanders got really lucky. They found the guy. They found. And he's not even from the United States. So. He's from North America, at least. But.
Well, I mean. I disagree with your guys' argument about expansion. For baseball, and I don't want expansion on top of it.
Oh, my argument, I think my argument's not with them.
Your arguments, I don't think, are valid to me. But the bigger problem is the economics of baseball.
Your team is going to be garbage.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
Who gives a fuck about Portland outside of Portland?
No one.
Who gives a shit about Nashville outside of Nashville? Who gives a shit about Kansas City outside of Kansas City?
Kansas City's at least been around a while. We're just lucky.
But still.
It would be hard to come here if we didn't have a team already.
Right.
It'd be garbage.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with expansion, in my opinion.
Well, I think...
Not hurting the Atlanta Braves or the Seattle Mariners.
I think
Mariners.
You also dilute your product.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's already diluted enough.
Stupid to be.
Yeah, you already have a hard time getting star players on every team.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone
Fuck yeah.
It's Shohei Ohtani, if he'd only held out a little longer, he could have gone to Salt Lake City like he wanted to.
Yeah, that would have solved all that things.
Well, Salt Lake City didn't have the team yet. I guess I'll go to the Dodgers.
I'm sure that was his dream.
Curing world hunger one step at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another
biting my tongue.
It's
so
it's
much
the
right
whole
now.
We talked about. Why? Manfred.
Let it go.
Because it might be over the line.
It's the whole thing with Manfred we were talking about in the last little bit. It's like, how are you going to get up there and say you want to add two teams with all of that?
When you got four, that's a catastrophe. And
yeah, it's freaking
under your belt.
It's just,
not only that, I can add a couple more teams that are disastrous.
Well, Colorado sucks. I mean, they're not a.
I'm sorry. Where are the Miami Marlins placed at? Are they out of Puerto Rico or Miami? I'm a little confused there. When Derek Jeter took over and put an address in Puerto Rico.
Well, he's no longer there, so.
True, but it still is valid.
I think it might be back in Miami.
Okay.
I think. Maybe. I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm not in Miami, so I don't know.
My point is still valid that you still have teams that are doing backstabby stuff that you can't reel in.
And why is that?
They have more reign. They can do whatever the hell they want. There's no accountability in
my. I honest to God, in all seriousness, how come Jerry Jones doesn't have a baseball team?
Because he can't make any money in it. Not like he can't in football.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants, yeah. Whenever the fuck he wants. I bet he could make some money off of it.
Not like he can in the NFL.
I bet he'd have Shohei Ohtani.
He still wouldn't win a playoff game.
Probably not.
Because he realizes he'd be broke if he did. Because he wouldn't make any money because he'd buy all the players he could. And then he'd be like, hey, Jerry, by the way, you owe $17 million. Why are you on this
business? By the way, you can't cut this guy and save any money. You got to pay him all $68 million if you let him go. Yeah. Well, that's horseshit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. But... You know, Jerry Jones would go bankrupt.
Maybe the bigger question is...
If football would let him run
he would
the way he wanted,
but
he would have
be broken.
But Scott, maybe the bigger question is why hasn't he when he can make... Maybe he knows that it's not the best opportunity. Because back in the day, he was rich enough to own one by himself. He could have pulled it off.
Well, I'm sure he could... Probably
he might be able to pull it off.
I was going
to
say,
I think
he could honestly own both.
Why hasn't he jumped in the fray? Because I think he knows baseball's stupid.
At the end of the day, as much as he is angered by the NFL's ways, I do think he knows that it's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best run
league.
Even
though he don't like it.
Nope, but it's a much better run league.
And he's not going to agree with it, but he
But
is.
He knows. But he knows.
Well, that and you got the other owners and players that are,
I think,
more in line too. Keeping him in line.
But I think that's a little bit. I do think that is some of it, though. Is if you're an owner, because you're going in business with these guys, the other 30, 31, whatever league you're in. But he probably looks at the rest of the owners in baseball and goes, "I don't think I can get on board." There's going to be, because Jerry Jones has made a lot of changes in the NFL.
Yes, he has.
And he's been a big proponent of it. And I don't think he wants to do that with baseball because he's got a bunch of older and more crotchety guys as owners than what he deals with now. And he's like, here, at least I can make changes because they see my way.
And you go back
but
to
if
what
I go
we,
to baseball, they're not going to see
you go
my
back,
way.
We,
and they don't
what we
do.
Talked about with there's a little more symmetry between the NFL owners and players where they want to they'll work together in the the best what was in the best interest of the product. Major League Baseball, they only give a shit about their own team.
Yep,
they do not care about the overall.
Well, I was watching a segment. I think it was on ESPN. And they were talking about the debacle with the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
And the whole Vegas thing. And they said that there's no camaraderie in baseball, like we all know, with the owners and stuff. And just whoever it was, I don't remember who it was, but spoke up and said, do you know who was the main guy that got the shit done with the Vegas Raiders in football?
I do. Do you guys know?
Mm-mm. No.
This is fucking Jerry Jones.
He was the guy that motioned for it to occur. And they couldn't agree on it.
And basically stood up and said, this is what's going to happen. If you don't like it.
Best for the league.
Yeah.
Get off the bus.
And there's nobody in baseball that...
No one would do that.
No.
Fuck no.
Could do that.
No, no. Would not, could not, will not.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh.
And he was also... Jerry was also the one that helped the Rams get their thing figured out to move back to LA.
Because it's the best for the sport.
And we love to bash on Al Davis, but God, the amount of changes that he made while he was...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, owner... And some of the things that he battled.
Mm-hmm.
It's guys like that that have made the difference.
And that...
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Because I don't like either one of those guys. I think they're idiots.
No,
but...
They're not idiots. They're asshats.
Yeah. Well, right. They're not idiots. They're very smart people. But they also understood what was going to be best.
Yeah, and not just for their own...
Yeah.
Not just for their own team.
Well, it was going to help them too.
Well, sure. They're not.
But
there's nothing altruistic about it.
No, right. But they also knew that if it's better for the league, it's better for them.
Yes. And nobody in baseball.
No, they would not do it.
Understands that.
No, they would not do it. Nope.
Including probably even the commissioner. I don't think he understands what would be best for baseball.
No, because I think he's...
Probably at the end of the day.
I think he's probably apathetic after all these years. He knows there's nothing he can do.
It's apparent.
God, how could you not be?
He knows he's
apathetic because he wants to fucking expand baseball. Yeah, when he's got, like you just said, Roger, he's got four fucking teams that don't know where they're going to be.
Yeah. He's got cities all over the country pitching for it. And he's like, I... have four teams. I don't know what
the best thing he could come up with was the Oakland A's thing. He said this the other day, and I was like, oh my god. He's like, well, I know one thing for sure: the Oakland A or the A's will be in the West.
Thanks.
For narrowing than that.
Have you been West? It's pretty big.
I mean, where is your...
West of where?
And yeah, west of where?
Every place is west,
like,
of somewhere.
West of Kansas City?
West of Mississippi?
West of New York? I mean, what are we going to define as west?
Colorado.
Oh, God.
Those geography classes are really paying off.
No shit.
Maybe they'll move to Hawaii, go to the far west. You know, like the far west Indies or something, you know?
Anchorage.
Ooh, the Alaska
A's. Alliteration on that's good. The Anchorage A's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Anchorage Athletics.
The Anchorage Alaska A's.
The Marlins will be thrilled with that road trip. See you in a week.
Well, the A's would be pleased with all their travel schedules.
Yeah.
Oh, we get to
the
go
only
to,
thing that you got going to go, for them is Seattle.
We get to go to Atlanta this year. Yay. Yeah.
We will be there in 36 hours. Mm. Awesome. Thanks for that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's a mess. So.
Yes, baseball's a mess.
Yep. All right, tune in next time.
Later.